association with bizradio.co.uk. You listen to me, Paul Andrews, and my absolutely stonkingly gorgeous co-host, Miss Bird on a Bike.
Hello.
Hello. Right, we've got loads of emails, loads of tweets to read. We've got another guest to talk to and lots of things to cover. So we will be going with that. Thank you. I've just had my coffee delivered. Thank you for that. The boys have had to leave us because they've got to dash off for another appointment. So do check out the folks at digitalbeans.agency and find out all about what they do. I've had a tweet from Tracy Ann Barker, a Tabba official, and she says, Vanilla Web Bernard and Bike Business Bunker, it would be great to have a shout out on today's show, please. We have a few places remaining on our next essential management course. It's a course for new managers, supervisors and team leaders, and it's taking place on the 30th of January. And to book your place, you need to go to, they've shortened the link here, thank you, to tabarkerassociates.co.uk. That's the website, tabarkerassociates.co.uk, and you can book your place on that leadership and new managers course. So do that.
Do. Well, interesting enough, Lisa Settle has sent through this, which I find fascinating. She's just found on the BBC Business page on Twitter. Employees at recruitment agency in Swindon are being rewarded with 4 extra days of holiday for not smoking at work.
Cool. I take it that by not smoking, they also mean vaping. Because it's the going outside bit, isn't it? That's.
So I would imagine so.
I take it as smoking and vaping and wasting time general.
Yeah, you lose productivity, yeah. Don't you?
See, in my day, we used to smoke at a desk.
I remember those days, Paul.
Do you remember? Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't.
What, with a cigarette holder?
Nah.
No, just an ashtray, really. It's fine.
This is going to be dangerous now, just the three of us, isn't it?
Bear in mind, I work for an investment bank. I wouldn't have a cigarette holder because it was cigars, wasn't it? Yeah, because we're filthy capitalists, so we all sit there with a big cigar, obviously.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, why not? I've had a tweet from Diamond Circle Weddings, and they say, hello, Vanilla Web. It's been a busy week here at Diamond Circle Weddings. We're exhibiting at the Broom Park Hotel Wedding Fair last Sunday. Paul, who is known as DC Squirrel, is now a member of HM Coast Guard.
Wow.
As a volunteer and started his training last weekend, and he should be operational by the middle of February. So well done, Paul. That's fantastic. Yeah. I know that he sent me another tweet about it, and I'll read that when I get to it. But brilliant stuff. Well done. Oh, and by the way, just while we're on air, talking about Diamond Circle Weddings, there's a lot of events due to take place in 2020 in Kent. And I'd like to know, so you've got things like Royal St George's and that, loads of historical events and things happening. I'd like to know from anybody out there who knows how local businesses can contribute to those. Mm. Yeah?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, all these things have like catering needs and all kinds of needs.
Get it. Okay.
Yeah, and they're big national events happening in Kent, but is there any room for local suppliers to get involved? And I don't know who stages these events, so if anybody does know, it would be useful to find out.
See,
thank
if
you.
You want, on the back of that, I can jump on a bit of a bandwagon that's been winding me up.
Do it.
Shall I do it?
Yeah.
Well, we all know the problems we've recently had with the M20 and all the barriers being shut and the free recovery, and I'm not even going to touch on that. Anybody who goes to the Eureka Business Park and uses, like, the cinemas or whatever restaurants around there is always 2 recovery trucks parked up there waiting for people to break down.
Yep.
Right? Based in Hitchin in, is that Essex?
Hartfordshire.
That's the company doing it.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that there's not recovery companies in Ashford that could have been on standby and how much money has been wasted while those have sat there parked up probably with the drivers in the one
but
of the
tender came through with a better price.
Exactly. How's that right?
Yeah. But do you want me to get on a rant about that?
Go.
Because it's one of the biggest misnomers of the public sector and big private organisations where they keep telling you that their bigness means that they can buy things cheaper. It's a lie. It actually doesn't work.
It can't be true.
What they do is they take one big contract with someone, yeah? But it's not efficient. Even to the point where I was working in an organisation quite a few years ago now, but they used to supply stationery to lots of their offices, yeah? A lot of stationery. And they went, well, the reason we buy it all centrally is because we can get it cheaper. So I checked, they were buying, bear with me on this, biros and pencils, for their offices to use. I could buy a biro or a pencil individually cheaper in WH Smith's than they were paying. Yeah. It's just nonsense. And that's a classic example. What Highways UK would have done is given a national contract to someone,
mm-hmm.
but it's not cost effective.
How can it be?
Yeah. What it's done is it's saved them time. Yeah. So they didn't have to go round to each county or each area and go, is there someone in Ashford we want to deal with? That's all it was. Yeah.
It's
no,
not
I agree.
Rocket science, is yeah. it? But, you know, local economies, local people.
Yeah. And it should be done. But like you say, they are, as we speak, removing Operation Brock.
Woo!
Which is...
2 weeks it's going
to
take.
I know. And what somebody needs to be held accountable for that because it was nonsense
We've
from the start.
We've been saying this.
Absolute rubbish.
For months.
Yeah. Yeah. It's absolute nonsense. At a time when they were installing smart motorways, have you seen they've stopped that as well?
Yeah.
Because they found,
it killed
by
people.
Research... that it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And you find, I drive on the M25 quite a lot, and the bits that are four lanes, and no one uses the inside lane.
Yeah.
They use the other three.
Yeah.
It's only when the traffic's really heavy do people actually use that fourth lane.
Yeah.
Now, do we need to... And I was hoping, say, for example, the Business Summit at Canterbury the other week, last Friday. I know this was one of the areas that they were going to talk about was highways. I'm sure Highways Agency didn't dare turn up. And then who do you send? Because apparently there isn't anybody held accountable.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Are they just a myth?
Yeah.
You know, it needs to be sorted, the in and out in the county. That would be an obvious. Yeah. And how do we do that?
Yeah. It's, again, it's too... There are too many organisations that are unaccountable, as far as I'm concerned. There are too many quangos that are not accountable to anybody, and nobody seems to be able to get them to do anything. Nobody can explain to me why on earth they put Operation Brock in the first place. Certainly at a time they were installing Smart Motorway and building a new junction at Ashford, all at the same time. The whole thing was a fiasco.
Well, there was an MP on the national TV last night saying that it was so needed... and that it's being now taken down, and that actually it was needed, and we didn't want it all the way up to Maidstone, and even though it had caused, you know, since March 2019, it's been there, and we've not used it once, then that, to me, is not right.
No.
You should not be on there saying to us, the public, that the wrong decision you made is right.
We can move on to other things, but it was a political decision that was taken to be difficult, yeah? Because nowhere in Operation Stack, which has been going on for more than 20 years, did Highways England ever bother to do anything like that. Even in the two times when it was at its very worst, which was 2015, when for 35 consecutive days the M20 was shut, at no point did they institute Operation Brock then, and they actually came along and said they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And then when you don't need it, but as part of Brexit to try and prove a point, they put it in place. Nonsense.
Interesting.
Anyway, I've had loads of tweets now. We were moaning at the start of the show that we hadn't had much, and all of a sudden we got loads.
It was observational. It wasn't moan, it was observational.
I was moaning. And we've had loads now, and I want to try and catch up with them. There's Sarah from Rockfit. Has said hello to all the lovely people at Business Bunker. A massive thank you for last week's shout out on my RockFit launch class. It was a huge success. For people wanting to know more, this is a dance fitness class all set to a rock and metal playlist. I can swoop my hair, can't I?
Yeah.
In a metal fashion.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Lucky we're on radio.
Yeah. The classes are in Ramsgate each Wednesday, and if you go to bookwen.com/rockfitwithsarah. So that's bookwen.com/rockfitwithsarah. Give it a check out, and there's a lovely picture that she's put of their last class with loads and loads of people. Fantastic. What you got, Bird?
I have helped bridge the gap between schools and businesses, shall we?
Yeah.
That would be nice. Somebody gets an award for this. Over a quarter of... That's you.
Yeah.
Don't sound so excited.
Thank you.
Over a quarter of FSB members say that Finding appropriately skilled staff is the biggest challenge to business growth. We're working with the government to make it easier for small businesses to get involved in inspiring young people about apprenticeships and the world of work. In Kent, we offer a practical way for businesses to engage with education through Skills 3030. In this two-hour event, businesses hear from a local authority and relevant recruitment groups. While students take part in an employment-related workshop, then both groups get together for a facilitated speed networking and join in to find out about local developments and share their business advice and expertise with the students. So the next event is coming up pretty quick. It's the 17th of January, and that's at Lee Academy. And you can book, it's really important you hear this, your free place. And on the 12th, who do you want to book?
Businesses or business managers. Or
perfect.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Anybody from a business or organisation that is interested in developing the skills of the next generation.
So can I ask, for me it's really interesting, you don't sanction what businesses are there.
No.
I love that.
No. We just want people that want to help. That's all we need, yeah? You don't need to be a current employer. You don't need to be an HR professional. We just want people that want to talk to young people about the world of work.
12th of February at St George's Broadstairs. Yep. You can book your free place.
Yeah, it's free.
3rd of June, 100 Who. Is it Who or Ho?
Who.
Who Academy. And the 8th of July at Mascal's School Paddock Wood. And you can get the details here at www.kentbusinessradio.co.uk/3030.
Fantastic. Thank you, Bert. I've had a tweet from Rylands Road Park. We'd love a Business Bunker shout out. We're a great community project looking for corporate sponsorship, as we're just about to renew our corporate advertising wall. You can follow them on the Twitter, Ryland Road Park. That's R-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Rylands Road Park. Give them a follow. If you're a corporate, sponsor them, support them.
I like it when new businesses come up and they go, hi, Business Bunker.
Absolutely. Cyberfort Group, looking forward to listening to today's Business Bunker Show, Vanilla Web. Please can we have a shout out for our cyber security seminar next month? What side of the card does your data sit on? That's the name of the seminar. 5th of February, 9:30 at the Bunker. That's not here. It's the Bunker in Sandwich.
Did they come on here?
Yes, they did.
They did.
Yeah. The Bunker is a fabulous place. It's a nuclear bunker, which is a data centre now. But they've got an event now on the 5th of February. Book online by going to, and I'll click the link, cyberfortgroup.com.
Cool.
Cyberfortgroup.com. And you can book your place there for the 5th of February at the Bunker. It's worth going just to view the bunker, actually.
Mm-hmm. Free social media event. Come along to the Social Media Academy on the 23rd of January. It's from 2 in the afternoon till 4:30 at Bridgewood Manor at Hotel, and that's at Chatham. And this is ZC Social Media. This is Zoe. We'll be sharing with you the latest updates and trends in social media. And you can go and book this. It's a free event, and it's www.
Wibbly wobbly way. How much is it?
It's free. Eventbrite.co.uk. It's a massive thing, but go on ZC Social Media for the 23rd of January. That's next week. Next Thursday?
Yep.
Deary me. Anyway, what are you doing?
I'm reading this tweet, and it's from Diamond Circle Weddings, and it's they say it's poetry at work day today.
It is. I ate sugar and stuff like that.
Yeah, have you read it already?
Yeah.
I have, and I'm a bit worried. I don't actually want to know. Which one of us are they directing that at?
Garfield.
I'm not sure.
It's Garfield, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, but the poem.
I don't know why.
Which one of us is that directed at? Have you read it?
Yeah.
Tracy Ferguson has tweeted, I'm ignoring you. I'm not getting involved in that. I'm not getting involved in that argument.
I'm not sure if they're being nice. I'm not sure if they're being nice.
Men have got no idea. No. I've said this to you before. Stephen says I had beefy legs. I went to him, it's okay. I understand what you mean by that.
Chunky. He said chunky. Because chunky started it.
He said chunky.
I don't know.
It was him who started this chunky hair.
But did you see on what? Twitter, chunky, hashtag chunky went viral last week.
See what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Bird's legs were famous.
No words.
You can't say these things.
No.
Especially to us.
Tracy Ferguson's been on. Hi, Paul Bird and guest. Just tuned in. I'll listen to the start of the conversation on the replay. Great 30% year-on-year figures. Yes, fear plays such a factor in many areas of life, from allowing people to think creatively and to move forward. Speculate to accumulate in life and work. You're absolutely right, Tracy.
Mm.
Good. What you got, Bird?
Oh, you've given me the ridiculous length. I'm keeping these emails that are so long, they're like essays, to the last minute. Right. Fruitworks Community Workspace is expanding. They have an easy access, no long-term commitment hot desk, fixed desk, and small private office space available in the expanded Fruitworks in Canterbury. You need to email hello@fruitworks.co. .co, not .com.
No, .co.
Not .co.uk.
Not .com, not .co.uk, just .co.
Fruitworks.co.
CO, you got it. We've had a tweet from Networkers Networking. Hello, Vanilla Web, Bird on a Bike and Business Bunker. We are very excited to announce that we will be returning in 2020 with a Networkers Networking event. Three great events with a variety of speakers and activities and lots of amazing networking. The first one is going to take place on the 11th of March at Eastwell Manor here in Ashford. And registration opens on Friday. So do look out for Networkers Networking, that on the Twitter. NN Event 1 is their Twitter handle. And do look out for when the registrations open this Friday for the Networkers Networking event at Eastwell Manor. I'm going to be there. I expect to see you there too. I'm going to come back to a tweet that we got earlier.
I'm
going to read in a moment after I've read this email that I want to read as well and start a bit of a discussion about that. But I wanted to read a couple of things here. Happy New Year, Paul. Would really appreciate a shout out asking companies for auction prizes for our Kent Scouts Antarctica research project. And that's from Alan Noak. Alan's taken a group of scouts to the Antarctic and they're trying to raise money and they've got to raise a significant amount of money and they'd like some auction prizes. If you can help, can you drop them an email at request2021@request2021.org.uk. Thank you. Right, here we go. We're going to discuss this with our guest.
We haven't got
Nettie. We got Nettie. She's a guest.
I'm not being rude, but I don't look at you as a guest. And
you
I mean that.
She rocks up.
I love it.
Everyone's a guest.
Anyway, don't debate it. I'm here now.
Yeah. She's here.
What would you like?
Barbarella's here.
We've had a tweet from Athelbrae. Yeah.
Oh,
and they
no.
say, Vanilla Web Business Bunker. Yeah. We'd be interested in your guests. We haven't got any guest views on the hashtag Royal Crisis. Given that we talk so openly about wellbeing and mental health awareness and work-life balance, what are the thoughts on whether personal wishes should come before work and loyalty, regardless of who you are? Well, that's an interesting setup, isn't it?
Well, it's a small question to answer,
yeah.
isn't it?
Well, maybe I'll start off with my thoughts on this.
Oh, let's.
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Because I think it's a little bit disingenuous, as far as I know. But I don't know either of the people involved. But I've just listened to what has been said, not by the commentators, because they don't know either, but what has been said officially so far. This is my understanding of where we are. Harry and Meghan have decided that they'd like to pull back from royal duties, citing part of that being the harassment received from the tabloid press. So far, so good. They have every right to choose to live and be and who they want to be. And I have no problem with them wanting to give up something and do something different. However, they need to give it up. And what I want to ensure is that they do give it up. The statement that they've made and the website that they've put out actually effectively says the opposite of what they said they wanted. Because what it actually says is that they want to actually go and make their way in the world by being politically and business active. Well, I'm sorry, but that is not going to reduce the tabloid pressure in any way, shape or form. In fact, it will make it worse. So decide what it is you're trying to do, but don't try and do it by living off me, is my answer to it. If you want to go and live in Canada, go and live in Canada, Mr. and Mrs. Windsor, and enjoy your life. But don't try and tell me one thing and then do something else, because I'm not happy about that. That's my views on it. Stunned silence.
Well, I think it's much more complex than that.
I agree, and I think it's... How do you even start? I mean, again, we don't know Harry and Meghan.
No.
We know each other better.
Yeah, yeah,
right,
exactly.
So, But he's grown up in a world where he's always been and always will be who he is. We can't change that, can we? You know, it is what it is.
We say that, but he successfully, very successfully, has served in the military.
He has.
And he did a very good job being Harry Windsor.
He did. And he's, you know, he always seems a really nice guy.
I'm sure he is.
You know, all his stuff with the, I can't think of the name at the moment, but is it the Help for Heroes or whichever one
yeah,
he
Help
does?
For Heroes,
no, the,
yeah.
The games, Invictus games. Stuff like that is absolutely amazing.
Yep.
But at the same time, you know that the success of that also comes because he is Prince Harry.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, that sort of brand of him is what gets him what he gets.
And that's my entire point.
And I get it, because I think it's all very well to say I'm going to go off in the world and make my way, but do you go with a beautiful cottage in Windsor, a big income, a this, a that, the security paid for by everybody else, but I'm going to have my own way and do it over here. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong. We don't live his life. We don't know what that's been like. But I think you can't have your cake and eat it.
Exactly. And I think most people are. I don't have a problem with either of them.
No, me
neither. Harry or Meg, I don't know either of them. I don't know what their motivations are. I don't know and I don't care. I don't have a problem with either of them. You know, a lot of the tabloid press are giving her a hard time, saying she's Miss Pushy and all this. I don't know and I don't care.
End of the day, it's his wife and he loves
her. Yeah, exactly. And they live their life how they want to live it. And I don't have any problem with them as individuals doing what they want to do. My entire issue is, as you just said, is if you're going to make a living trading on your royal connections, then you have to deliver your responsibilities to those royal connections. Otherwise, you have to give them up and do something else. If they want to go and live in a log cabin in the middle of the Adirondack Mountains, I don't care. Yeah. If they want to stop doing what they're doing and then go on a world tour telling everybody about carbon while flying around in a private jet and being royals, I'm not interested. And that's my take on it.
I think there's much more to it as well. And I'm taking a different look at it. I'm watching what people are saying and how they're reacting to this information. So I'm not looking at them in particular, because like you said, I don't touch them, feel them, know them. I don't know what the press are saying. That it's supposed to be the truth, but I don't know. So I'm just watching how you and I respond, the general public, if you want to call us, to what is being put to us. And I'm seeing a lot of women's empowerment. She gave up her career, she did this, she did that. And now she's being, you know, and she's a mother, and why is she being... So I'm seeing that. I'm hearing racist stuff all coming up. It was on this morning, yesterday. I don't know if people saw it, but the Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby, they were talking about this with a doctor who looks at... what can I say? So minority groups and diversity. So they've coming from that angle and how it's been that way. So though I don't believe it's as simple as you see it, Paul. I think there's this complex decision. And then I saw him do an interview where he says, I don't want this to happen to my family. You know, he's basically showing us that he's never got over the death of his mother and still... It is horrendous.
And they live that in the public eye.
For sure.
Nobody has to do that, like those boys did. And that, how can that not affect you?
So I don't know what to believe. All I'm listening to and seeing what we think and feel. And actually, how does this impact you as a human being, and what is their intention?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. They can't help but be royals. They can't help but have connections. That's who they are.
Sure.
Most people... bring success by who they know, not by their talent, not by how much money they've got. It is literally connections. And you and I know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest thing.
Yep.
You can't take that away from them.
No. And at the end of the day, that is my entire thing with this, that says they're trying to achieve something that's unachievable in the way that they're trying to achieve it.
Yes.
I'm not much of a royalist, I have to be honest. I think the Queen has done a fantastic job. I do believe that we're better off with a constitutional monarchy, but I wish it was just like the Queen and the next in line to the throne and the rest of them just went away. Because
she's amazing, right?
She's been
you
fantastic.
Think about what but, that woman
but,
has but had
but
to
you're
do.
Never going to recreate that
no.
ever again, you know. And she... You're just never going to recreate that. She's from a different age and a different time. And she's done the most wonderful fantastic job.
Yeah.
And but you're never going to recreate that. And I think we have to, our royal family will have to move towards a more Scandinavian type royal family.
I think they are.
Yeah. And they are. And that's fine. Coming back to the point you were making about Philip Schofield and all the rest of it.
Yeah, this morning.
That entire program was. I just turned it off. I'm just not interested.
It was just nonsense.
I'm sorry. It was just nonsense.
That was interesting.
It's just people. It's just people using it for their own platform. If nobody's learnt this so far, that this entire environment of woke identity politics has turned the public off big time. You've only got to look at the reaction to Ricky Gervais's talk at the Golden Globes.
Interesting.
To see what the public are feeling. And there's too many people that haven't taken that message on board and haven't realised that they're on a very sticky wicket, because the public aren't going to tolerate this for much longer. Mm. That they're just not on board with it.
Yeah.
They just don't want to hear it anymore. They, you know, you guys were talking earlier about poverty. You know, people are more worried how they're going to get their next £2 to spend on something to eat, not on woke identity that's politics correct. And what your pronouns are. That's they just right. really couldn't give a stuff.
Yeah, that's so true.
Not because they don't like what you do. They just, it's not of any interest or bearing on their life.
No.
That's a message that's being sent really strongly to our politicians and lecturers.
Yeah.
And what worries me about the Sussexes is they think their business is going to be swanning around the world lecturing us more on that kind of stuff. And it ain't a business, and it's not something that's going to fly, because people have had enough of it.
Well, we can't relate to you.
No.
It's not relatable. Mm. And that's, you know, and I think where I'm seeing stuff and I'm hearing lots of different things is, and this will probably poke the bear on a lot of people, and it makes me laugh when it's coming from me, but, you know, you've got a woman here who's been taken and given a dream of being a princess.
Mm-hmm.
And she's now going, I can't do this in quite a short amount of time.
Mm.
And that will come with judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm seeing. If all of this and then the blame and then the... And actually, is that really what this is all about?
But do you think in some ways that this conversation is being had because of actually the way they went about it?
I think
if they'd have just taken slowly a bit of a back seat, she'd gone back into some of the stuff she used to do. They did some ceremonial stuff, whatever they do. They cut back on some charities. They did whatever and had done this in a way that isn't so in your face in one go. And then you hear that the Queen is disappointed because the consultation's not happened. You look at basic business practice.
Mm.
If you are going to make a major change, it's like they went and told the customers before they told the boardroom.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've done it the wrong way round.
Yeah, yeah.
If this had all been sorted out and something delivered to the public that said, we are pleased to say that, you know, use your PR machines, this is what's going to happen, would we even barely be having this debate?
You're absolutely right, and there's so many elements in this. Apparently, and I'll try to be very careful because I don't go with what I read in the press, because that's not evidence. That's just someone's opinion.
Yeah,
and what I've seen that is evidence is that they created a website for their business a long time ago.
Mm.
Yeah, and when I checked. Because I was going to register some of the names and sell them to them. They'd already registered all the names to go with it over a year ago.
Yeah.
So they've been planning this a long time. Okay. So to break it in the way that they did, to my mind, is either smacks of fear or divisiveness.
Yeah.
Because none of this needed to have happened. None of this needed
to... Not in this way.
In this way. Because if that was me... And it was my family, and I wanted to make a change. The last thing I would have do is publicly announce it.
Mm.
I would have got everyone round and went, listen, guys, we're really not very happy about any of this, and we'd like to do this. And then that goes, let's do it in a way that we're all on side, yeah? Because the way they've done it has immediately, the story then is, you know, they've upset the Queen, and the Queen fights back, and da-da-da-da-da, and they've made a fight of it. Whereas... if they'd have all agreed this before telling the public.
Do you know what? If you put it into business elements, this is your classic family business, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they've got no real shareholders agreement. Yeah. So what's happened is that two people want to pull out and it's like, we've got nothing planned for this. Yeah. We've got no way of dealing with this situation where, you know, we're going to be short on directors, short on shareholders, short on people to deliverables, whatever you want to call it. And they've been the classic family business. And instead of dealing with it and having everything in place should this happen, they've done just what businesses do. They don't have a plan and it happens.
You know, whoever advised all of them on both sides of this needs shooting, because
they should have just come to us three.
Do you know what? If I'd have been in charge of royal marketing,
Charles and the Queen, take William and Kate. You can have Harry and Meghan.
If I'd have been in charge of royal marketing, this was a glorious opportunity to get good publicity, based on what's been happening with the whole royal family and certain people in it over the last year or so. I would have taken this opportunity to say, in the 21st century, in a world beset by climate change and all the rest of it, we think it's now appropriate for the royal family of the United Kingdom to minimise its activities across the board. Yeah.
But Charles is doing this.
Yeah.
Charles is already doing this.
Yeah, he is.
He's thinning it all out.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you should have managed that.
Absolutely.
You should have managed that and made this a part of a strategy, not an accident.
Well, I said he could have sold it so much better.
Yeah, exactly.
And but that's where it's gone wrong.
But here's the thing with anything human behaviour-wise, extreme behaviour will always bring extreme consequences.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
You can't run from this. And that's what this is extreme.
And that's what they've missed. And that's why the whole thing becomes hypocritical, because they've gone, we don't like how you've been treated, so we're going to be even more extreme and you're not going to say anything.
But I'm sure I'm sure that's an increment. There's never one thing.
No.
It's always the whole. I hate the word holistic, but it's always the wholeness.
Of course it is. And you can't blame Meghan Markle for this.
No.
You know, there's a whole set of things here, and it's not one person at fault, and never can be one person at fault, and it can't be one person that solves the problem. It had to be solved holistically, and they missed a glorious opportunity to do that for whatever reason, but. They've got a lot of very highly paid advisors, and I would start to ask questions over who was advising them and how they missed this so badly.
But isn't that always the question? Isn't that always who are your advisors? We've always had that through this royal arc of coming into the media, and then who have you, you know, you can't have the old establishment. It's like, you know, digital marketing. You can't advise advisors from 1950s. In the digital marketing, it has to be people who have the skills, who are practically implementing these things, and they're not.
But then also going back to what you were saying, Paul, bearing in mind that this business, websites, whatever, was set up a year ago, it makes you wonder if this actually was a frustration point. We've been saying this for a very long time. No one's taken us seriously. This isn't moving on.
For sure.
So actually, we've had enough.
Yeah. I haven't been heard, you haven't seen, and I don't matter to you.
I sort of seem to be on an agenda, but I don't ever seem to get to the top of it. So I've had enough now, and do you know what? By releasing what they released, they got some action, rightly or wrongly, but is that what happened?
Yeah.
You know, let's play devil's advocate. We don't know.
No, absolutely, and that's a lot of the problem, that everyone speculates. Everybody thinks they knows everybody else's motivations, and of course they don't. I had a tweet from Tracy Ferguson. My idea of the royal role, other than the Queen, is epitomised by Princess Anne.
Fair enough,
Quietly does so much work for charity without recognition and doesn't court it either. And I love the scene of her recently refusing the Queen's request to have her photo taken with a visiting dignitary.
Mm.
Yeah. Just take a back seat, do what you do, make it happen.
Do it well, and that's it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing, though, I think is really clever, and I can't help wondering, you know, whether Boris Johnson's brought this to pass, but, you know, we're leaving the EU at the end of the month, and we're all talking about Harry and Meghan
it's
now.
Genius.
It's so good. I mean, if there's a PR machine working, there it is.
He's like, thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're going to come out next with typical Dom, aren't you?
I just think it's brilliant.
It's a Dominic Cummings masterstroke. stroke.
We've
yeah.
Had,
okay.
We've had 3 years of talking about nothing else. Yeah. Right? Now it's actually happening. No one cares.
No one cares.
Harry yeah. and Meghan want to go live in Canada. Yeah. Hang on, down tools. What yeah. are we going
to
do about
and
that?
And you need to actually look at that and think, yeah. why does... And you said... Yeah. I know you said you don't care. Yeah. And I know you mean that with the greatest of respect. Yeah. But you actually need to go, why do I care?
Yeah, yeah.
Why do I have yeah. an opinion? My daughter's doing a master's in journalism, which just makes me laugh all at the same time. And she said to me last night, we were talking about something, and she said, oh, well, actually, Mum, you know, journalists, it's their role to tell the truth. Mm. I laughed. Yeah. I said... I said, is that what you're being taught?
That's a new generation.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. I can't wait for you to come into the workplace.
Yeah, you're brilliant.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that you're absolutely right, to be honest, though. This is what it's all about. It's massive clickbait, isn't it?
Mm.
It's people writing stories that start conversations like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we all have a take on it. They go, no, that's not right. It's clickbait. It's massive clickbait on a massive scale that just says, I'll tell you what, let's talk about something else. We're really bored doing Brexit.
But tell me what, it's go really somewhere funny, else. Right? If you carry on this story along with the Labour leadership and a few other bits and pieces that are going on, at the end of the month, we could leave the EU. They could sign up that we're never going to have a deal ever. We're never going to do this. And no one will notice.
They'll never notice, yeah.
The very fact that Meghan and Harry, where they're having their security paid for...
She hasn't come back as well. Oh, she hasn't come back.
Well, that's because the children, child and the dogs are out there.
Yeah.
And someone's got to feed them and walk
but
them.
But we're really interested in that.
Yeah.
Isn't it? That's what intrigues me about us. You know?
Everyone has an opinion about everything, doesn't
of course
it?
They
we all have I an don't. Opinion. We all have an opinion about.
I have an opinion about that statement.
Yeah. We all have an opinion about everything, and we all try to second guess everybody else's motivations. It's a natural human trait that you do that, and therefore we then have a narrative that we go with in terms of how we think somebody else is. But that's what journalism and that's what newspapers and that's what the media play on, because that's why it creates so much interest. It's because everybody's got a slightly different view and everybody's got an opinion. And one of the beauties of new media is that we can all express our opinion, yeah? Before, we used to get our opinions given to us by the newspapers or, you know, TV or radio news, and that was it. We just had to go down the pub and talk about it.
Mm.
Now we can actually put our tuppence worth into the public domain and have a discussion about it.
But here's the honesty. This could have easily been solved months, maybe 6 months ago. Just communicate.
Yeah.
It's not difficult.
Talk to each other.
You know, and like you said, drip it into our consciousness that this is what's going to happen. And actually, here's the biggest thing. Be patient. You can achieve that, but you're just going to have to be patient with this.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we all do in business?
Yep.
We want speed, we want patience. We want speed, we want patience. I need money, but I've got to be...
And it's back to, you know, going back to the whole Meghan and Harry bit. It is, I think a lot of it is driven, and they probably don't even realise this, by just how popular they actually were.
Yes, yes.
And there's an element in people's lives. He is. But I think people liked her.
Yeah.
And she's different. She's coming from a different world. I think there was something interesting about them. You look at all that's going on with, you know, the Queen's second son.
Yeah.
We've almost forgotten about him.
Yeah.
He wasn't particularly
Ricky Gervais
popular.
Hasn't.
No, but he wasn't that popular. No one really knew what he did.
Yeah.
Whereas the other two people, I think there's a... this sounds a little bit like I'm talking out my, you know, wherever. Mm. But I think people actually feel like they'll miss them. I think they actually feel like that this is part of life, part of Britain. And probably they don't realise how much they were actually loved and cared for within the country.
Yeah.
That does sound a little
apparently,
bit
apparently, though, she doesn't feel like this. That's what's been reported.
But it's reported again.
They tell the truth.
The trouble is you will never know what the reality of any of these things are. And I'm sure there's a little bit of truth in everything.
Yeah, I believe
and
you.
And a large dollop of, but you don't understand. We're not party to everything that goes on in background. Yeah.
No, neither will we ever
be. And you never will be.
No.
And... if you've ever been the subject of a newspaper story, you will know how naughty they are, how they don't actually straight out lie, but they manipulate words to make a story the way they want to make a story. And they're very hard to deny. So I can understand how you can become incredibly frustrated with what the press do and what the press actually say and how they put a slant on it. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. What I don't get is that their solution to that is to make it worse. That's what I think they're doing. And they will continue to make it worse because I don't think they'll get away with it. But, hey, you know, at the end of the day, they've made their decision now. It's in the public domain. They've now got to find a solution to that. Mm. It'll be interesting to see what the longer-term effect is on the royal family and how they're perceived by the public, because they've always had massive support by the British public.
And I think in some ways he's very lucky he's the second son, and that William seems so loyal to the crown and the family and all the rest of it, and it was always going to go William's way anyway, so it's not the crisis that they had in the 1930s you know, with what happened then. It's a very different situation
with another American divorcee.
There's a pattern there, Paul, careful.
Anyway, I quite like that Ethelbray have given us this topic of masterminding of our thoughts.
Just putting it out there, maybe next time they could ask us to discuss maybe pictures of George Clooney or something like that. Bird? Well, you pick one then.
What? What do you mean?
As a topic.
As a topic.
Oh.
What would you like?
I quite liked this topic. I quite liked it. How are you, Nettie? Well, anyway, what's new in the world of... Is that what you were going to do? Look, we're like one.
Well, I know you've been in rehearsal all week and you're now off script.
Yeah,
so you've done
exactly.
really well. No, I'm really good. I was just looking at something following on from the conversation with Ben and Pip earlier about the economy and jobs. And I was just reading a bit in... a big newspaper that's not normally the same colour as all the others, because we're not allowed to say.
It's not pink by any chance, is it?
Pinkish.
Yeah, okay.
And they were saying that it basically says that the jobless rate is now like it was in the early 1970s, where we've actually got, basically, it's getting harder and harder to find people. Forget the skills shortage. There just aren't enough people for the amount of jobs that are out there to start with. So we're seeing all these gaps. And it's quite interesting because this was a bit written about, you know, the word beginning with B that Boris has got Harry and Meghan to announce stuff so we don't use anymore. IT is actually the second one. They say the biggest problem is going to come from chefs. You know, we've never been... we've never eaten out so much. We've never wanted so much of this stuff. You know, we all do it. We take away, we go out for dinner, we go and grab a sandwich. There's not enough people to even make this stuff before we even start thinking about fintech and IT skills. And, you know, we've got ourselves into a stage where, unemployment's almost going to be a historic word.
It's almost as if the politicians have got this completely and totally wrong. By sending everybody to university, they've created a crisis in construction, technology, catering and hospitality. Who could ever have predicted that?
But the only thing you've got is with people at university, they will need jobs to support them while they're there. So you get
McDonald's just can't employ enough people.
Not all of them. but you've got retail, restaurants, waitresses, stuff like that. But they don't want to stay. You know, you're never going to get any of that. They'll be there and then they'll want a job in term time only and et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't work, does it?
No.
You see, I don't see the practicality of this. I've got a son who's a chef. Couldn't get a job as a chef. I've got, I bump into...
Is he good?
I don't even think he was even got to that point where he could show.
That's sad. Right.
So that's one thing.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this time and time again. So is it the process that he's trying to get into that he's not being seen? So I don't know. He can't even get to interview stage, let alone to that point. And the second thing was I bumped into about three women this week in Sainsbury's. It's the place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Take
other
that with what you will.
Are available.
And they've all said to me, I found it really difficult to get a job. And I think it's the younger generation who are taking the jobs. So somewhere along the line, these figures are correct. But the practicality is it's something, I'm hearing something different.
Do you think it's because of where we're situated?
No,
Southeast?
No, I can tell you exactly what it is.
Go on then, Paul.
And it's something that in Jobs in Kent we've struggled with. We do have the jobs. The jobs are there. What we're left with is people that don't know how to get the jobs. Yeah, and okay. that's the problem that we've got, which is why we went back out and did careers fairs, and we're doing another series of careers fairs this year where we go face-to-face and we go, you're struggling to get a job. Come to our careers fair and we'll tell you how to get a job.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, and are these for all ages?
Yeah, yeah. Listen, the biggest category, I've had arguments with people online about this, but the data is really clear. People go, I'm too old. Actually, the biggest category of employment is over 50s. Yeah, they are in huge demand, but it's like anything. It's like buying a house. It's location, location, location. Yeah, just generally talking about the job market doesn't help. Yeah, it's specific.
Yeah,
it's very specific. Mm. Without being funny, in the case of your Jack, there are issues about why he's not getting a job.
For sure,
and we're wasting his talent. Yeah?
Yes.
We are wasting his talent in a time when there is a massive, massive shortage of chefs. Yeah. yeah? Mm. So it's a question not just – and I'm not blaming Jack. It's not Jack's fault. It's employers have got to understand that they've got to change how they go and find people.
Just that sentence is enough. Yeah. How I find people.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's the other way around. But we think that we've got to go and find employment.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's really interesting.
It's a two-way street. And not only that, I spend a lot of my time arguing with employers who advertise on Jobs in Kent and then come and go, I didn't get what I wanted. And you look at their job advert and you go, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
You do realise there's a skill shortage. Why should I work for you? You haven't said anything about what you've told me is what you want. Yeah, I want a 2-1 from Oxford and I want 10 years experience and I want to pay $5,000 a year and I want this and that and I want that and I want you to start at 8 and I want you to finish at 5 and I want you to do this. Okay, you want me to do a lot. Mm. What are you offering me? Okay, you haven't even put the salary on the advert, yeah? I want you to tell me why I should want to work for you, yeah? What is it that you do that's exciting for me to come and deploy my talent in your... It's a two-way street. Mm. It's how you go out and find. It's how you interview people. It's where you look for talent, yeah? Too often, we went for a long period in this country where we had high unemployment. So employers were in the driving seat.
Mm-hmm.
They are no longer in the driving seat, but they haven't adapted to that yet.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that you've got to be creative in how you find people to work for you. You've got to entice them to want to work for you. You've got to offer them flexibility because people want a flexible lifestyle now. Mm. Yeah?
You do realise the three of us have talked non-stop for an hour.
Yep.
Have we? Without any guests at all on Business Bunker.
Yeah.
Everyone else has switched
off. There's no listeners. They've all gone. They're like, I'm not listening to that rubbish.
They sent us something and we've just gone for it.
Wow.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've enjoyed yourself, Natty.
Yeah.
And would we go that far?
Well, there's no
I'll
one.
Tell you what we've learned though, Paul spends his life arguing on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
We knew that anyway.
Yeah. But he's endorsed that today.
Yeah,
he's
with
argued with somebody on Twitter. He's argued with somebody about CVs. He's argued about pretty much. He's just argued.
Educated. I use the word educated rather than argue.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you need help?
Do I need help? No, I'm fine.
I'm argue happy. For England.
No, it's them that need help, not me.
Is it of the opinion that there's their opinion and the wrong one?
Exactly.
Yeah. There we go.
Just before we go off air, I need to tell you about this as well because it's happening very shortly. And it's Works Diverse in association with I Trust Assure. And they have a collaborative workshop on diversity and inclusion and on speaking out. It's called Speak Out Diversity and Inclusion. There's a workshop going on the 16th of January, 9:30 till 5 at Chilston Park. If you want to find out more about it or book a ticket, eventbrite.co.uk/speakoutdiversityandinclusion.
I've got a quickie as well. Venues Events Expo Southeast 2020. The doors will be opening for the third annual Vexpo in 2020. The date is Thursday, the 14th of May, and it's 10 till 4. Put that in your diary, and there will be officially a launch next month. So we'll give you some more details then.
I've had a message, a DM from DC Weddings about our conversation, but I can't read it out.
Excellent. This is what we love. We poked the bear today, haven't we?
I can't read that out. But actually, Paul is absolutely right in what he said, but I can't read it on here. So... have you got anything else that we need to read out? Have we got any more tweets coming in? Let's try and catch up with something that we're doing here.
We've got no more tweets coming in. We've got a couple of networking things. So that would be the Network Marsh Network. That's there's a load of dates. Go on to our website, which would be www.marshnetwork.co.uk, and go and check out all the dates at Marsh Coffee, Rye Coffee and Marsh Breakfast.
Yeah, and the next one's in Rye in the next few days. There's a one-day training course for new and aspiring managers and team leaders to introduce delegates to the complex issues of management and leadership. The course will build a foundation of skills necessary for successfully leading a team. At the end of the course, delegates will be able to identify their responsibilities as managers, set expectations in relation to behaviours and results, understand how individuals and teams develop, have improved skills to support handling of difficult situations. The course content is the role of manager and what I should be doing, effective communication, managing my friends, staff motivation, prioritising workload and delegation skills, and the introduction to handling interpersonal conflict. To book it, if you go to www.tabarkerassociates.co.uk/essential management skills. And the course is in January, and it's just £132 plus VAT.
Perfect. Last one. Save the date. We've got Southeast Construct Expo 2020. It's Tuesday the 28th of April, and that's in Arding Lye in West Sussex. And then we've got 23rd of September in Sandown Park Exhibition, and that's in Surrey. And you need to go to
www.constructionexpouk.co.uk. Fantastic. Just to let you know that this week's Business Bunker Extra show on Friday at 11 o'clock is hosted by Amanda Flanders, and her co-host is the lovely Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, and they've got a mystery guest this
week.
Who is
it?
Well, they don't know. So that's this Friday on the Bunker Extra show at 11 o'clock.
He's like Morecambe and Wise, isn't
he? Yeah.
Come on.
I think the mystery guest is someone from your new business.
It isn't.
Why?
Because she would have told me.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's anyway. A woman.
Yeah.
Of course.
Anyway, do listen to the Business Bunker Extra show on Friday at 11 o'clock here on bizradio.co.uk. But that's it for another week. A big thank you to our guests.
Who aren't here.
Pip and Ben. Pip and Ben from Digital Beans, and to Nettie from Rift Accounting, to my lovely co-host, Bird on the Bike. We'll be back with another show next week. Have a fantastic week, everybody. See you all soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
This is Channel 2.